Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's May 6th, 2024 regular city council meeting. Would you all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing on this city and wisdom as our city council makes its decisions tonight. And now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone, again. And we have some special events tonight, and we're going to recognize some years of service. But before we do that, we're going to move to item 1D, which is our citizen input. And tonight, is there anyone who would like to address the Othello City Council? Jake?
I'm Jake Mendez Jr. I'm a civil rights activist and an ACLU Washington member. I just want to just go briefly in regard to the swimming pool. Not going to take too long. I just want to say that it's very disappointing to the community. And I hear everyone's concerns and disappointments. And it has driven some of the community to move out of Othello to this devastating loss of a public swimming pool for the community. It's just something that I just can't really blame anyone. I'm not going to blame anyone. I mean, it happens. It is what it is. But looking back at, you know, I agree with Chris Doro to the conversations we had on your video post that we've got to look back at the past city mayors and city council members as to whether if they overlooked this is not something that, you know, may have not been checked over the years or decades, as Chris Doro would put it, which is fair. It's a fair statement. I would agree as well. But it's just very disappointing that there's no place for the school district to take their, you know, students to enjoy, you know, swim during this hot summer. So that's all. That's all I got. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else tonight who'd like to address our city council? Seeing none, I'll move on to item 1E, roll call. Councilwoman Danae Valdez asked to be excused. She'd had an illness.
I'll make the motion to excuse Danae.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. And Angel, we just heard you weighing in. Angel Garza is attending remotely, so we do have six council members present for tonight's meeting. With that, I'd move to item 2, our approval of our agenda tonight.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Consent agenda, item 3.
I'll make the motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Second.
You. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. And our first item of current business is recognition of years of service. And so we have several awards to give out.
Good evening, everyone. I'm presenting tonight to Sean Logan. He has a 10-year service award. And Sean Logan's journey in public service epitomizes a commitment to progress and community enhancement. Elected in 2014, he was appointed to the esteemed position of mayor administrator in 2018. Marking the beginning of a transformative era for Othello. Under his leadership, the city experienced an unprecedented surge in grant acquisition, transitioning from a reliance on one or two grants per year to a remarkable portfolio of 30 active grants. This remarkable feat was achieved through his strategic vision and proactive approach, which included the recruitment of a dedicated grant writer administrator. Sean's dedication extends far beyond the confines of his official duties. He frequently advocates for Othello's interests in Olympia, securing vital funding for diverse projects ranging from new park structures to infrastructure improvements, ensuring the city's continued growth and development. Recognizing the critical importance of long-term planning, Sean has spearheaded efforts to secure the future of Othello's water management, envisioning sustainable solutions for the next century. His establishment of an engineering department has not only optimized city operations, but also generated substantial cost savings to the city. Drawing upon his extensive sales background, Sean has elevated Othello's profile on both national and state stages. I got that backwards. Cultivating fruitful partnerships with funding agencies. His passion for community enrichment is evident in the initiatives that, such as the creation of a municipal court and the revitalization of the Lions Park Playground, now hailed as a state-of-the-art national design site. Moreover, Sean's unwavering commitment to the community's well-being is exemplified by his ongoing endeavor to bring his dream of a park splash pad to fruition. Underscoring his dedication to providing accessible recreational amenities for all residents of Othello. As the manager, Sean fosters a culture of inclusivity and collaboration, valuing input from all stakeholders and departments. He eschews hierarchical structures, preferring a work environment where ideas are exchanged freely and every voice is heard. Regular potlucks serve as a testament to his efforts to cultivate camaraderie among the staff who appreciate the supportive and collaborative atmospheres he nurtures. Furthermore, Sean's collaborative spirit extends beyond city borders as he actively engages with external agencies and organizations, recognizing the value of collective action in driving positive change. In essence, Sean Logan's tenure as mayor administrator of Othello is characterized by visionary leadership, relentless advocacy, and a steadfast commitment to enhancing the quality of life for all residents. His multifaceted approach has not only propelled the city to new heights, but has also endeared him to the community as a tireless champion of progress and inclusivity. Sean, we're very proud to present you with this 10-year award in recognition of your achievements.
Thank you for those kind words. Really kind, actually. Like being recognized. I was telling Tanya earlier tonight, I like to be the one giving the awards. I don't like the one to be the one getting the awards. And just in case I get a big head over all that, Jake Mendez Jr. reminded me that we have a swimming pool problem. So I want to thank my staff, though. What a wonderful staff that we have here. They're all overachievers, every one of them, and they work hard for the city council and the community, and they produce results, and I'm really proud of them. And I'm also proud of the city council. The citizens of this town elected a really good city council, and none of these accomplishments would be possible without their approval and their support, and they have been there at my side for all of these projects, and I just want to express my appreciation for the city council. With that, we're going to move on this award ceremony, and I'm going to call forward Monica Ocampo. If I ever met you before I came here at the city, Monica, but I did notice you when I started coming in the front doors, and I noticed that Monica seemed to be that she was the one that was always there at the dispatch center. Not all the time, of course, but Monica is faithful and Monica is loyal. And she has done an excellent job. And I learned some things about Monica today that I didn't know. First of all, she's a lifelong resident of Othello. She graduated from Othello High School and then moved to the West Side. Where in the West Side?
Federal Way.
Federal Way. She got her bachelor's degree in networking and communications. I didn't know that. That's really nice. After graduation, she moved back to Othello and shortly after joined the Othello Police Department as a part-time dispatcher in 2014. After a few years, she became a full-time dispatcher. Monica still enjoys working on computers and reading in her spare time. And Monica is with, it's my honor to present you this plaque in recognition of 10 years service to the city of Othello. Congratulations, Monica.
Well, it's been an interesting 10 years. They seem to fly by, but I hope to continue to support this community and this department. Thank you.
Next, I'd like to call forward Justin Barker. We'd like to recognize Justin for his 15 years of service. He's worked for the city for the last 15 years. And he hasn't just worked here. He's also built up his education. He acquired and maintained all his water certifications and licenses that he needed as the waterworks operators certification, cross connection control specialist certification, as a flagger, a wastewater 2 certification. I didn't know that. Okay. So don't listen to that. Yeah, okay. Don't take that one off. Pesticide certification, right away, weed and aquatic irrigation, which is not easy to obtain. Justin also has shown leadership and he's taken 2 lead positions in his roles at Public Works as a motor pool lead and a water lead in the last couple of years. And that's due to the city council wanting to build some departmentalized functions within the department and moving the department forward. And Justin has 2 of those 5 leads. Do we have? Yeah. With all his work and effort, Justin has shown and continues to show strong dedication and commitment to the city of Othello. And Justin, it's my honor to present you a plaque for your dedication to the city for the last 15 years.
Council, it's been a real privilege working for the city for the last 15 years. I've seen lots of changes, and I can say that all of them have been good. Having Kurt as our most recent director has been fun. It really challenges us at times to get out of our comfort zone and learn and do more things. And I really appreciate that and the mayor's support, being able to go to talk to him if Kurt's not around to get answers so we can keep moving on things. It's been a real pleasure. We have a really great crew here. So thank you. I hope for another 15 plus years here.
Next, I'd like to honor Chief David Rim. It up here now, you'll be on this side. So Dave moved to Othello with his family in 1975. He went to Scudney Springs Elementary School, and he's a proud McFarland Junior High Mustang. He promoted and went to the Othello High School and graduated from there a year behind me. And then Dave continued his education at Walla Walla Community College and Central Washington State University. He later worked as a jailer dispatcher in the 1980s for the Othello Police Department. And in 1989, he was hired at the city of Othello as a patrol officer and has completed a menagerie of assignments and duties. Other accomplishments, one of the things that you'll find here as I start to read this is that Dave spent a lot of time in education, certification. He wanted to improve himself. He wanted to get better at law enforcement. And certainly, as our new police chief, you can see that. Some of the other accomplishments and certifications include Western Oregon State School of Polygraphy, 1994. He became a nationally certified examiner of the Northwest Polygraph Association, school resource officer from 2003 to 2007. He's a DARE instructor from 1998 to 2007. He was a Southern Police Institute Administrative Officer course and the University of Louisville 2011. Northwest Law Enforcement Command College in 2017. Washington State Criminal Justice Training Commission Executive Certification in 2017. It was a busy year, Dave. Dave became the Assistant Police Chief in 2014. And was appointed as police chief last year on July 3rd, 2023. In Chief Rim's early years as a police officer, he became well known as the elementary schools for the DARE program and with adults with the PAID organization. Chief Rim's entire law enforcement career has been with the city of Othello. He enjoys spending time with his wife, Amanda, and officiating high school football and wrestling. And it's my honor and privilege to present Dave this plaque from the city of Othello with great honor and recognition for your courageous and committed service to the city of Othello for 35 years. What an honor. And we want to congratulate you, Dave, for all of your dedication and service to the city. Thank you.
Better set it down or drop its glass. 35 years. Monica said it goes by fast. It's a blink. It's a blink. I'm not done yet, too, so I'm going to hang around a little while longer. What I like to say is I've been a cop longer than the people that we hire. Proud of those guys. They're coming along really well, and we've got a young department. We've got a lot of work to do. We're going to stick at it, and we're going to put our nose to it, and away we go. You create your own luck. You create your own luck by putting yourself in a position that gets you what you want. That's how luck is created. I strongly feel I wouldn't have lasted anywhere else. It was here. It was Team Othello. That was it. Proud of it. We've got some work to do. Proud of other, Aaron's working with me together. We don't do that. I see all the other officers that are in the room. I'm proud of them all. And we got some more stuff to do, but thank you very much. I really appreciate counsel all the time. Appreciate Amanda coming after a long, hard day of work. Evelyn helping me out, X right there. I see you. But I appreciate y'all coming in, and thank you very much.
Okay, now as we move along in our agenda, we move to item 4B, which is the approval of an Anderson Perry wastewater treatment plant pilot study engineering task order. And tonight I'd like to introduce Robin Adelson. Robin is our new city engineer. Maybe Robin, before you introduce the subject, could you briefly introduce yourself to the city council and to the public?
Robin Adolphson, and I grew up in Squim, Washington, and then I went to WSU, moved back to Squim, and then took a job here in Othello at the Irrigation District, and I worked there for 13 years, and then I took a hiatus and worked for a private firm for a year and a half, and then I saw that Sean was leaving here, so I applied and came here. So I've been in the Columbia Basin for 15 years, and I am involved at the Othello Fair. And raise my kids here, so I'm here to stay.
Robin.
Okay, so today we have the wastewater pilot study, and the issue that this is covering is the lagoons for the wastewater treatment were constructed in 1963, expanded in 1981, but because of some of the issues we have out there, we're looking at doing some filtration, covering part of it, and seeing if we can get some of our online can hear. Okay, so that some of the treatment that happens gets our effluent down to where it needs to be for state levels. So the scope of work is that they're going to do a pilot study. So instead of trying to do the whole build out and see if it works, we're going to do a pilot study on a small scale. And we said that it will not exceed $40,000. And so that includes doing a small cover, a rock filtration, and then some re-aeration. And we're going to do it in small scale and see how it works. So if you have any questions, Jake is here from Anderson Perry as well. So you can ask us any questions that you have.
Jake, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. No, Robin did a great job explaining everything. The only thing I would add is, yeah, there's been several. Can you hear me okay, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes I hit the mute button and don't realize it. There has been, as Robin touched on, there's been several interim improvements identified in the past that collectively are estimated to be quite costly. So we've chatted about that with staff. We've chatted about that with the Department of Ecology representative for Othello, and came up with this concept of doing a smaller scale evaluation to see if some of these improvements collectively or individually will help improve the overall process, treatment process, and help eliminate some of the violations that the city is seeing. I'll leave it at that unless there's any questions for me.
Council? We'll entertain a motion then.
I'll make the motion to approve task order 24-1 with Anderson Perry and Associates Incorporated for a pilot test at the wastewater treatment plant in the amount not to exceed $40,000.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Any further discussion? Thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Item 4C is another task order with Anderson Perry. Robin?
It's the feasibility study amendment number 3. So this issue has to deal with the planning of the wastewater treatment plant and the alternatives we have for disposal. So we're no longer disposing into surface water, but we're going to do an infiltration system. And so this scope of work would cover ASPECT, which is a subconsultant of Anderson Perry, doing some research and hydrogeologic condition investigation for the parcel, which we call Holly property, to see if it was viable for surface water infiltration. This is one that we said does not exceed $67,500, and that is going to be for ASPECT and Anderson Perry's time. If you have any questions for either Jake or I.
Yeah, so the city has a purchase and sale agreement that expires at the end of or into January, I believe, in 2025. And so this is the next step in evaluating the property to see if this will perform the rapid infiltration that we need in order to divert our effluent out of the creek and into potentially groundwater. And so this work plan was worked out with in conjunction with ASPECT, who's been our consultant, our water consultant for all of our other ASR projects. And they know the area particularly well and the geological area really well. So that's why they were selected to be the subconsultant.
To approve amendment number 3 with Anderson Perry and Associates for a feasibility study to complete a hydrogeological investigation of the Holly property in the amount not to exceed $67,500.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Let's talk about item 4D, our summer youth program. And tonight we have with us our Park and Rec coordinator, Valerie Hernandez. And Valerie, you have a presentation for the city council tonight?
Yes, I do. Good evening, everyone. Let's see, the city council is the authority to approve funding and summer youth program. So following the unfortunate announcement of the swimming pool, we all know that did affect a lot of people, but we were on it. We had the Parks and Rec Department and some city employees who had conversations, and we are set to initiate a summer youth recreation program with the approval of city council. So the program aims to offer children a platform to engage in diverse sports and activities over 3 weeks. Through active participation, the participants will not only enhance their physical abilities, but also foster social connections with their peers. Skills include friendship building, peer model observing, problem solving skills, positive self-image, and respect for others. And this is the presentation I have for you guys. If you'd like to take a look at that. We can go through the slides. We can go to the next. Thank you. So this explains the 3 week program dates. We have week one, and we have, we would start June 17th, and we chose June 17th because that would be the Monday following when school is out. And then we'd move right into week two. So this would be a program that's Monday through Friday. We decided that we would have a week off, and that is due to our extensive planning and events that are happening for the 4th of July. The park is being used, and we also prep for assist, I guess, in blocking off the fields for the fireworks. So we would like to not be in that area during that time. And in addition, we know a lot of families head out for the holiday, so we didn't want to skip out on some kids that would be gone. And try to catch as many as we can. So we would have that break and then finish up with week three. So July 8th through July 12th. Then the next slide explains we would charge the $45 for the program per participant. We are aiming to have school age kids, age 4 to 12, to participate. It's usually the kids we use, and we do try to address during our sports activities. We would like to cap that at 200 kids. Parents will register through Sports Connect, and that's online. We already have a lot of our parents registered and using that, which would help because we can send out this notification to all of our parents who are already members and have accounts through Sports Connect. In addition, we can advertise through social media and get permission to send out notices through the schools to each kid. Next slide, our activities will vary each week, and our goals are to include chalk art, coloring, watercolor, jump ropes, playground, rock painting, and then some sports, which would be basketball, volleyball, soccer, badminton, relay races. I'd like to remind everybody that we do have the equipment for the sports. We would like to incorporate some creative stuff like the art, coloring, and things like that so that we can involve everybody and it's not just for little athletes. We don't want to advertise it in that way. We want to hopefully get a lot of kids involved, and not all kids like sports. So if we can include the other things, it would be fun. This is an example of a sample daily schedule of what we would do for the check-in and drop-off with the families. We would have some stretching, agility, include water breaks for safety. We would most likely divide our groups into three groups, have three activities to do, and I would love to have this at the Lions Park so that we can incorporate our new playground. I think the kids would be excited to use playground as one of the activities to do. We would have a regular activity that would be more of a creative or artsy thing and also include sports for the kids. So they have a variety of things to do for the day. And we would rotate so that each kid gets to participate in a different activity for the day. And we would finish up, clean up, pick up, and then we would have, instead of a lunch, we've decided we'd do a snack and then parent pickup. which the drop-off and pickup times is on the next slide. So the slide after that is a staff to participant ratio. Our goal is to have one leader, staff leader per group. No, we'd like to go to the next slide. And staffing would like to hire one program manager and two supervisors in addition to the program leaders, which would be the teens. From my perspective and, you know, talking to the committee and our other employees, city employees, I would like to offer these positions to our lifeguards. Again, we are doing this because we don't have this option of the pool. And this is where it initiated the conversation of what can we do next. So we did go through the process. We had interviews. We interviewed all the kids. They put in their applications. They did all their due diligence. And we would like to honor that and offer these position to the lifeguards first. If we will include other information because we have contacted Moses Lake and Connell, which they would include an application. They also stated that they would take applications from our lifeguards if they would like to pursue lifeguarding. Our lifeguards already have their certifications, which we have assisted and provided to them. They were already certified. They also have their first aid and AED training. They would be ideal for me to have as team leaders with these kids. So I would like to offer that to them first with your approval. There will be, again, we would like to have one staff leader per 8 to 10 kids. Then next we have the program funding. With the funding from the pool, that's where I feel we can pool some of that monies to support this program. My goal was not to exceed, or my goal was not to say, hey, we have this budget and that's what I want to spend. We want it to be still provide of service to the families and kids. And when you average that out, it's like $3 a day for what they're paying. So with that being said, with the budget that we have, I'd like to use some money for the equipment supplies. We do have the sports equipment, but these supplies would go towards the arts, creative stuff that I'd like to use for the kids, towards staff. The facilities, I'd like to just inform you that for the meals, before we had had an idea that maybe we can use the school lunch program for the kids to have a lunch. And I did turn this information in on Thursday. We got a final notice from the school. And I have worked at the school district before, at the Warden School District for 18 years and dealing with OSPI. There are regulations. Kids would have to physically show up and pick up their lunch. And that would be the difficult part for us. So that's where we decided maybe we can use, we can provide a snack of some type and then advertise, help the school district advertise that there is a school lunch program where maybe their pickup person can stop by the school district where they have their facility where they're going to be handing out those lunches and they can stop by and get their free lunch. And then in addition to that, we'd like to provide some camp shirts for them. So with that being said, I did already come up with some FAQs. There's an example also. We have some pages for question and answers or, you know, frequent questions, and we would update those as we go. So if with your approval and now updating that it wouldn't be a lunch, it would be a snack time from us. We can update as we go if there's any other questions, but that was already started. So other than that, if there are any comments or ideas you'd like to share.
I got a question. Mm-hmm. So it's a 3-week program mm-hmm. for $45. What if the kids... Say the kid can only come 2 weeks. Would it just be $30 or do they have to pay the $45?
We have listed that they would pay the $45 because we would already, even the services of our staff already being there, in addition to having that, you know, purchasing a shirt for them, they'd still get those perks for that. And with that being said, I guess snacks would already be purchased. So that would.
So
So Valerie, what are you looking for this from the city council?
For the staff recommendation, we recommend that the council approves the Summer Othello Youth Program, and we would need a motion to approve the Summer Youth Program.
City Council?
I'll make the motion to approve the Othello Summer Youth Recreation Program.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Now I'd like to move to 4E, which is approving an amendment of the special event policy, adopting these repealing and replacing a resolution previously adopted. And this is for the park and rec fee schedule. City Council had asked us to review this again to get something that they felt was more equitable. And so equitable usually means you lower the rates, and that's what we've done when that was met in committee. And so Valerie, do you want to go ahead and walk the council through these potential changes?
Okay, the changes are being presented to amend the current parks and rec fees adopted by the resolution 2023-26. The proposed chart is a price adjustment to the special event fee scale. These fees are a result of the decision of Parks and Rec Committee made to manage disparity treatment and gifting of public funds. The committee believes adopting the special event fee scale creates a predictable schedule and that is fair and reasonable for the citizens and organizations of our community. So on this chart, I'm not sure if we have that, but we have a chart that states, and it has the nonprofit organizations would pay 25% rounded to the nearest quarter, and returning nonprofit organizations would pay 50% rounded to the nearest quarter. And then we have a regular full price that would be posted. The reason we chose new and returning is because a lot of times that I've come to the council, we've heard that there's new programs that need to be established. You know, they need to get started and up on their feet, and they have a new event. So that's what brought on the idea of a new and returning. So that was the difference in why we addressed new and returning. So returning, I would hear that, you know, let's get them up on their feet. Let's help them so that they can establish themselves. So I felt that if we had a returning, that they would be established, they would have an event that was successful, and they would be able to do the 50% from then on. And then in addition to the fee change, we have the staff presents amendments to the special event policy established in 2016. We would like to allow the city administrator to approve special events on city property and execute facility use agreements. The city parks recreation coordinator and the public works employees, as they know the facilities best, would also have some opinion in that, in helping the administrator decide whether to approve or deny these events. That is not included in budget in that aspect. And the staff recommends the approval of the resolution 2024-05 on the special event policy 2024-01. So that would need a form of motion for each one of those items.
Questions, City Council? Do you like it?
I like the fee schedule, including with the nonprofits. And I like it because of the simple fact that it's going to include public works employees. I do kind of disagree with the 50%. Returning is not going to stop new. It's just not. But I don't have a problem with the 50%. What I do have a problem with is basically blocking City Council out of approval. It needs to stay with City Council, not just go through administration. If nothing else, it keeps it open and transparent. When it's up here, open for discussion, everybody in the community knows what's going on rather than just being a push through. You know, I've seen this council give up their rights and responsibilities multiple times, and it's got to stop. Approving things like this is a responsibility of this council. So as far as I'm concerned, the ordinance everywhere it locks out city council and says it goes to the administration, that needs to change too. It needs to stay with city council.
Okay. Does anybody else have any comment or opinion about that?
I feel the same way on that, that it should be up to the council.
Okay.
Could we then, if we're going to keep it with city council, I don't have a problem with that. I think one of the reasons that we made the they're looking into this policy is to make it very, not only transparent, but very even kind of across the board for everyone, so that it's always the same. And if we have this policy in place, could we not then move a lot of these to consent agenda as opposed to talking in front of the city council? Because unless there's an issue, then it could be on the regular agenda.
I feel it needs to be open for discussion, not just pushed through an administration.
John, you're the only one that hasn't said anything.
Well, if you think one thing and I think another thing with regard to who's wanting to rent the facilities, I have no option. We're going to do what you want to do. There's not going to be any questions asked of me whether I approve of that or not. So I don't get an opportunity to say anything. And, you know, the constituents I have that I represent may not want that. But yet you have the right to say yes.
Yeah. I think the reason the staff had brought that forward is that our club, the 4th of July, what is the other event that takes Miracle place on Main. City? Excuse
Miracle
me?
Miracle on Main.
The Miracle on Main Street. Mm-hmm. Those are events that are, they're basically the same event every year. And the staff's job is to make sure that they have all the, I mean, by the time we bring it here to council, confirmed that they've signed the agreements, they've provided the site map, the police chief, the fire chief, the mayor or city administrator has all signed off on the city clerk. Do you sign that too, Tanya? And the city clerk have all signed off that all the requirements are there. And so this is why for those particular events, we just thought that it would, we didn't know whether taking up city council time during a meeting was needed. And that's why we brought it before you like this. If you guys still want to weigh in on that, I mean, that still approving contracts is still a function of the city council. Mm-hmm. So Corey's correct on that. I don't necessarily agree that you gave up all your rights, but I think that's something that I mean, it's certainly not a deal breaker by any means. So if the council still, I mean, I guess any new would certainly be one that we would want the city council to know about and approve. A new, you know, the Cinco de Mayo, this was the first year that they had returned to Othello in years. They had a great event. They just had terrible weather. And their event would have probably been five times the size had they had decent weather, but it was still a very good event. The parade was excellent. Those are my comments. That's all.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody's questioning that.
Yeah. Yeah, that feeds
go ahead, Angel.
Already. That's why we left it to, for staff to go ahead and make them decisions. Because it's a nonprofit, and we went back and forth on it. It's a nonprofit, then fees are going to be set already. That keeps us from going back and forth, what we used to do back then. So unless there's any big changes, you know, to the nonprofit, I think we'd bring it to council, but I'd like to leave it as is. My, you know, that's my opinion.
You know, so this all goes back, and this is going to kind of bring up some bad, I don't say bad blood, but it was some bad things. We had a tournament last year, and there were some things that was then, in fact, we lost that tournament because of the way he was treated, because of the way the tournament director was treated. There was some extra funds that was thrown in there, and had that have not been come in front of council, that would have just been pushed through. And that's part of the reason that I really believe this needs to come in, things like this need to come in front of council.
Well, and that's why I suggested that, like, things like the Sun Fair and things like that, that they don't have any questions, they don't have any issues. It's kind of a
can you distinguish, though, which events you're going to say yes to and which events you're not going to say
well,
yes to?
Well, I would say if everything,
as an administrator,
if everything's good with Valerie and whoever is running it, and it's just kind of a straight through thing, that would go on the consent agenda. Whereas anything that has any kind of question should come in front of council.
I think the policy solves the problem of the money issue.
Definitely.
So we don't have we don't have to go down that road anymore.
It's a good point.
Any longer. So when those do come to council, there won't be any issue with us just saying yes or no.
Yeah.
So that's all resolved.
Which
but
is why
I would like to see it stay the way it is for us to be able to approve it.
Which the reason I suggested putting them on the consent agenda is because if it's just a simple yes or no, having it on the consent agenda would work. Because you could always pull it off the consent agenda if you have an issue with it.
Then you're just mucking it up again. You're just adding another step. Just leave it the way it is. The money issue's fixed. So we don't have to worry about that. We're just going to vote yes or no. We approve of it.
But as part of the conclusion that we've already reviewed that prior to the meeting, we would be able to just say yay to that consent agenda and move on.
Yeah.
Whatever new business is.
Yes.
We would need a long-standing discussion over something on the consent agenda, but you would have an opportunity to review it prior to it. If you have questions, we pull out the consent agenda and have a discussion about it. Mm-hmm. So these reoccurring events that we're having every year probably would need more discussion because we would have been knowledgeable. Any new events we could have discussion about and weigh in on approval or disapproval.
So this tournament that I'm talking about, we lost. Had that have been on the consent agenda, it would have just got pushed through. Nobody would have known anything about it, except for it came up for discussion because it was on the regular agenda. And this is where I'm basing my whole feeling is off that tournament. Because I got to tell you, I'm kind of...
Well, no, I think we would have known about it because I believe the tournament director came and spoke to us. And,
because it was on the agenda. He would not have spoken
to us. Hey, Corey.
It would have been pushed right through on the consent agenda. Not even open for discussion.
Was that a nonprofit you're talking about?
Angel, we can barely hear you.
Corey, so are you talking on that, was that a nonprofit event that you're talking about?
No, it was not.
Okay, see he that we're not we're talking nonprofit here.
Yeah,
so that's two different things.
Oh yes. I'm sorry. It was.
So then he would qualify for the 50% off.
But it isn't
in
the,
this case.
It isn't the funds over that.
Yeah.
Over the use fees.
And he moved not because of the price. He moved because of how big the tournament was.
He moved because moved because of the way he was treated here. And that's right from his mouth.
Well, I think if he moved because the way he was treated, I think he was treated very, very well that time he came in. He came out, he went out like a bandit. I don't think that's a reason myself.
You know, I want to say the same thing.
Well, we have a difference of opinion there, and it doesn't need to be discussed.
Yeah, let's not get into that here. So let's...
So what's the calendar?
council, I guess I'm looking for a motion then here. There's two motions. The first one adopts the fee schedule, and the second one is the event policy.
Make a motion to approve the special event fee schedule.
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. And then motion to adopt a special event policy 2024-01, repealing and replacing special event policy 2016-02, either with the proposed change that it still comes back to council or without the proposed change.
So what did you want?
The special event policy.
Number two.
Portion underneath.
We're denied that.
So I'll make a motion to adopt the special event policy 2024-01. Repealing and replacing the special event policy for the schedule, for the fee schedule, but remaining the same with the city council as the approver.
With city council, subject to city council approval.
Approval.
Okay. Our city attorney, Hillary, is on the line. Hillary, do you have any comment? Is that motion okay with you?
The substance of the motion is fine. Did you want my thoughts and feelings on the rest of it, or what's the question?
The city council wants to retain the right to approve these special events.
Yeah, the only reason why we were trying to take it out of city council hands is to keep everything almost automatic, because the more discretion you have to waive, reduce, change, or deny things that are similar, the more opportunity there is for a difference in treatment of individuals, which can open the city up to claims. And so the reason for having staff do it was to make it more administrative and less of a decision for the council to make. But that said, if you guys want to do it, that is entirely your prerogative.
Yeah, we do.
Do. So that, did we get a second? We got a second. So all those in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, so now to executive session. Council will now adjourn at 6:58 p.m. to go into an executive session pursuant to RCW 4230110(1)(i) to discuss with legal counsel representing the agency matters related to agency enforcement actions, or to discuss with legal counsel representing the agency litigation or potential litigation to which the agency, the governing body, or a member acting in an official capacity is or is likely to become a party when public knowledge regarding the discussion is likely to result in an adverse legal or financial consequence to the agency. The executive session is expected to last until 7:30 p.m. No action will be taken during the public session, during the executive session, or after the executive session. So with that, I'd like to ask